This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I know we're supposed to love all of God's creatures, but when it comes to pythons, oh, absolutely not. No love there. Akbar Salubiro, 25 years old, went missing Sunday night. He was setting off to harvest palm oil in a remote village on the island of West Sulawesi, Indonesia. Friends and relatives didn't know where he went, and they found a giant python sprawled out in Akbar's own back garden the next evening. Unfortunately, they thought the worst, that, he could be in there. And he did. He suffocated when he was swallowed. His lifeless body was found inside the serpent after officials sliced open the belly using an 18-inch long hunting knife. When you see the video of it being done, you see the body of the man. These are horrible pictures. You see him in shorts and a belt. You could see that he had been working in shoes, and he is in the python's stomach. This is so frightening. They say horrifying footage shows the corpse being slowly removed from the killer reptile as the leathery skin is being pulled away. Neighbor Satriawan, who knew Akbar, said he was found in the location of the garden. Initially, Akbar set out from his home to go to harvest palm. After not returning to his home, people looked for him. His wife, Munu, was away at the time and only found out when pictures and video emerged in the news. This went viral. Oh, it's so sad to look at this. Village Secretary Salubiro Junaidi said people had heard cries from the palm grove the night before Akbar was found in the snake's stomach. When the snake was captured, the boots Akbar was wearing were clearly visible, the stomach of the snake, and the resident cut open the belly of the snake, and unfortunately Akbar had already died. These reticulated pythons are boa constrictors. They suffocate their victims before swallowing them whole. So he might have already been dead before he got swallowed. I don't know much about these pythons or these, you know, boa constrictors. You guys probably know more about them. But they're non-venomous for the most part. All right? They're all over. Asia, Africa, Australia. All right? Not usually native to North or South America. And they're kind of considered, quote-unquote, old-world snakes, according to Live Science. And the word python can refer to both the family Pythonidae or a genus python found within Pythonidae. So for those of you guys who took biology and learned about snakes, you saw a python could have been in the genus of the species for this one. There are 41 species of these, all right? And there's a reptile database that reviews all this for those of you interested in that. Both pythons and boas are large constrictors. Pythons and boas are in different families. So the family Pythonidae has some of the largest snakes in the world. Wisconsin-based founder Sarah Viernum. It looks interesting. Her last name also looks like Venom. It's interesting that she's a herpetologist. But anyway, she said most pythons are large snakes, such as a reticulated python, which can grow over 30 feet or 9 meters in length. I don't need the 9 meters. I don't know what those are, but 30 feet I get. There also are small species of pythons, such as the anthill python, that only grows up to 24 inches in length and is considered the smallest python species in the world. They say the coloration and the size obviously vary. Some of them, some of the coloring allow for pretty good camouflage. They got the different patterned scales. Some of them could be bright green if they're in trees. Some of them solid brown if they're on the ground. They like to find warm-blooded prey. Pythons that feed on cold-blooded prey do not have little labial pits. Okay, and these heat-sensing labial pits allow them to figure out where their next warm-blooded prey is. They're bulky. They got triangular-shaped heads. They got these sharp, backward-curving teeth. They use that to grab the prey. But here's the thing. Okay, this was more of a constrictor, right? This was, they keep calling it a python, but this was more of a boa constrictor. And as we discussed, these boa constrictors, what they do is they grab you and then they wrap around your body and then they suffocate you. When you're dead and they suffocate you, then they put their mouth on you and then they, it's horrible. But going back to pythons in general, their mating season depends on the species. Apparently, males use their large spurs or vegetable limbs to stroke the female when courting. Apparently, that's supposed to feel good, and she's like, oh, yeah, let's mate. All pythons lay eggs. They're oviparous. And boas, right, they actually give birth to young, whereas pythons will give birth to little eggs, or they'll lay eggs. Then you need, the females will make nests, right? And then the eggs are laid. The female will coil around them to protect the eggs and keep them nice and warm. Okay, don't mess with mama bear. If the temperature in the nest begins to decrease, the female will start to contract her muscles to warm the eggs. Daddy python comes by and goes, woman, I'm hungry. She's like, I'm trying to keep the babies warm. And he's like, but woman, I'm hungry. She's like, I'm trying to keep the babies warm. Don't mess with me. I'm going to go all python vestigial labial pit on your warm-blooded butt. And he's like, all right, fine, I'll go get my own food. Then he goes off and gets his own food. And that's kind of how pythons talk to each other. The females usually typically do not feed during this time and may only leave the nest to bask after the eggs hatch. The female does not care for the hatchling snakes. She's like, you know what, I'm sick of your butts. I've been watching you for this long, I'm out of here. Now, you would think the male snake would come back and bring mama snake some food. Apparently, no. So the mama pythons aren't even eating during this time. No wonder they get so grumpy. All right, let me see if I got some any cool stuff on boas. All right, because I know that's kind of what, you know, they call them boas and pythons. Okay, so here we are, boa constrictors. Oh, boy, there's even anacondas. The longest reported boa constrictor was 13 feet or 4 meters long. Boa constrictors are generally between 6.5 and 9.8 feet. So if you are a 6-foot man, they're almost 10 feet long, they could basically swallow you whole. They could weigh more than 100 pounds. Females are often larger than the males. Mm-hmm. And green anacondas can reach nearly 20 feet long. Reticulated pythons, obviously longer, as we talked about. I want to see how they mate. That's kind of interesting. I just think that's really cool. Really, you know, it's very funny because honestly, what that python did, right, for that lady was a lot more than what my husband did to court me. Yeah, I was like, have the back seats available. I got to tell you, I mean, actually, these pythons are pretty romantic. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
You get a discount as well. So visit learnhealthspanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you also follow me on Facebook, and I get a lot of emails and notes there. And one who I don't know her personally, and I don't know her child, but she's been following me on Facebook. I guess we're Facebook friends now for a while. Fortunately, I've never met her. And she writes, "My child got in trouble for saying something offensive in school. He and his friends were telling others what they saw on YouTube where they said, blank, please." She didn't put the word out there. But I guess they were talking about a skit where somebody's like, please. She said he's been suspended. And this could be on his transcript. He's not racist. She says, "We're not racist. Our family is actually mixed race. But our kids watch South Park, Key and Peele, PewDB, PewDiePie, I don't know. You guys, he was in the news recently. I haven't watched him. I don't know what he does. And comedians who go the distance, and then they quote them. I need to clear his record. Any advice would be appreciated. All right. So I don't know how old her kid is. You know, based on Facebook, it looks like he's middle school or high school. You know, from a transcript standpoint, I don't know if I would really worry too much about the middle school thing. But here we have a growing problem with kids repeating song lyrics, repeating, you know, what they see in a movie, repeating what they, I had seen 50 Shades of Grey, okay, and I guess 50 Shades of Black was supposed to be a spoof done by the Wayans brothers. I'm big fans of them. They're awesome. They're really funny. And I hadn't seen the movie in the theaters, but I remember I was in a store, and I was hearing people talk about 50 Shades of Black, all right, and they were laughing, and, you know, they were talking about some of the scenes. And I had only seen it recently. I think I told you guys it was finally on cable a few weeks ago. So I saw it and I, you know, I can understand why it wasn't a hit in the movie theaters. I mean, it was very much out there, very raunchy. But yes, there was a lot of vocabulary in there that if anybody said that at school or at work, they would be fired, kicked out, suspended, etc. Right. And it was a movie. It was a funny movie. Like I said, I think the Wayans brothers are hilarious. You know, if you've never seen White Chick or was it White Chick or Hot Chick? Hot, White Chicks. They really do a lot. Little Man. You know, they do a lot of comedy. And you know, I'm definitely a big fan. But if anybody went and tried to repeat some of the scenes, that's a problem. Some of those scenes had vocabulary that you are not allowed to say in society in these days. So, I've discussed this before. You know, there were kids in the back of my car. They were singing a rap song. And in that rap song had the N-word. And they're singing the lyrics. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't say that. It's a song. These were, you know, my kids' friends sitting there in the back of the car. I go, guys, you can't say those words. You can't sing it. It's a song, though. So we have a lot of confusion going on. All right? There's and I personally for this mom on Facebook, I would recommend, you know, write a letter to the school, explain to them, you know, as long as your kid wasn't lying. You know, I mean, if your kid was, you know, talking about a scene in a movie or talking about a scene on YouTube, write a letter, tell them that, but you got to tell your kid no, those words are not allowed ever. Even if somebody does them in a movie, that doesn't mean it's all right. In this day and age, you just can't say those words because they're offensive to other people. Now, how do we, you know, try to curb what's happening? From what I understand, I haven't really been following PewDB, and I apologize. I guess he had made some anti-Semitic jokes, and YouTube actually pulled his videos. All right, or I guess there was a season that YouTube pulled. So, again, I haven't really been following that story, so thank you for emailing me because I'll catch up and see who he is. And I've never heard of him, you know, until your email. But, you know, our kids are looking for the latest in entertainment and they don't watch TV anymore. You know, if you notice that, we had such an issue getting kids away from television. Now, nobody ever talks about that. Kids don't watch television anymore. You know, you and I may watch Game of Thrones and House of Cards and Empire and Star and, you know, these other shows. But, these kids these days, they watch YouTube. And they watch, you know, I have students, you know, that I teach. And, you know, there's a very funny Key and Peele where, okay, Key is a substitute teacher. And he doesn't call the students by, you know, their names the way that they've been raised. You know, he changes, you know, Denise to D-Nice. Okay, Aaron is a Aaron. And I caught myself, you know, I had to call Aaron. You know, and I just, because I also have a stutter, and I go, Aaron. And again, it's because this is what we're watching, you know? And, you know, he thought it was funny, and everybody's like, okay, look, I got to stop watching Key and Peele. They're gifted. I love watching Key and Peele. They're funny. Right? And that's what comedians do. Comedians find the humor, right, of things in life, and they, you know, that's what Seinfeld did. You know, they thought it was ridiculous that, you know, certain, you know, people had protocol when it came to chips and double dipping and things like that. That's what you do. Comedians, you know, laugh and make fun of things going on in this life. But where it takes that extra turn, unfortunately, is when students are sitting there singing songs, singing lyrics, talking about what's on TV, you know, coming up with a scene, and now that's an issue. Now, again, if your kid is lying, if your kid really did call somebody a bad name, then that kid's got to learn. He's got to learn early because he cannot be doing that. But if it really was that innocent where, you know, they're just talking about what they saw and they're, you know, making jokes and they're, you know, no. And I don't think younger kids understand that some people could say certain words and some people can't. You know, you get this in the Jewish religion, too. You know, you know, Jews will kind of make jokes about other Jews, but, you know, if you're non-Jewish and you make a joke about another Jew, you're anti-Semitic. You can't do that. And you're like, well, okay, I don't get it. You guys were just joking. I had that problem in medical school all the time. So my friends would be making jokes, right? And I'm like, whoa, you went too far. Nah, you went too far. Don't go there. They're like, but I didn't, you know, and then one of them just was just basically talking, and he used a term as regular vernacular, and it was actually anti-Semitic, but he didn't realize that, you know, what he was doing. And so, you know, I wasn't insulted, and I just educated him, going, look, you can't do that. Okay, you can't go there. It's frustrating. I think this is something that we're going to see more and more of. Talk to the school. Tell the school what your kid did. You know, if they think that there was anything more different or more malicious. But usually schools, I think, are kind of on top of that. If there's something that was done maliciously, they know. They identify that. But, you know, I hear about that all the time. Schools are trying to crack down on kids saying things that are offensive. Now, here's the other thing, too. We talk about the pendulum swinging back and forth. Remember I talked to you about how in the 90s, you know, TV shows were getting really bad when it came to sex, really, you know, vulgar, and it was like, I don't know how much, you know, more they can go. I mean, you know, look at the Jerry Springer stuff. You know, you can't get more vulgar and sexual than what's already on TV. And what ended up happening is the pendulum swung back the other way, and you start to have Dancing with the Stars and American Idol and later The Voice and High School Musical and, you know, Hairspray and musicals start making a comeback, you know, in the big screen. And so, you know, you started to see a pendulum shift. Unfortunately, the same thing could happen with, you know, our vernacular and our discourse. You know, we're getting to a point where everybody is so afraid to say anything because if accidentally a word comes out, they could get fired. Right? And again, we want to curb racism, and I think that's a good start to, you know, kind of address how we speak to others and what is being said in you know, work settings and, you know, just period. But however, you're gonna have these kids that get confused going, but wait a second, I just don't get it. This is something that we're listening to every day. How do I remember to take it out of my vernacular? Well, then, you know, maybe you need to stop listening to that. You know, if you can't control what you say, the pendulum may swing the other way. And unfortunately, we may see a bunch of people just start talking like that, saying, look, I'm okay with it. Just go ahead and say it. You know, it's in this context. No, if something should not be said, period, then it doesn't matter what context. All right, let's just be done with those words. But it just doesn't happen that way. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Rat-borne disease killing our dogs in New Jersey. And we have a meningitis outbreak in Nigeria to talk about. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Up. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So health officials in New Jersey are warning pet owners about a deadly disease that has passed through rats. The veterinarians in the state say they've seen a rise in the number of dogs who have contracted leptospirosis this year. Now, in other parts of the world, they call it swamp fever or mud fever, and it's a bacterial infection that is transmitted through rat urine. Health officials say dogs may be exposed to the infection after lapping up puddle water. Yeah, my dog eats everything. He doesn't even care if there's pee-pee or poo-poo in it because he'll eat out of the cat's potty box. CBS New York reports at least three dogs died and two others were sickened by the disease in northern New Jersey. The Blue Pearl Veterinary Hospital in Paramus has recently treated five dogs. Three of them died. It was too late for antibiotics, and the animals suffered organ failure, according to WCBS 880. The infection can also be hazardous for humans, obviously, if they get in contact with rat urine. So if your cat, or your dog, I should say, decides to kiss you on your mouth, you can unfortunately be exposed. A Bronx man died from leptospirosis in February, and two others became ill. But the New Jersey Health Department says there are currently no known human cases of leptospirosis in the state. Experts suspect more dogs may have been exposed because owners spent more time outside with their pets due to mild temperatures this winter season. They say once it gets into the bloodstream, it starts to cause inflammation inside the blood vessels and various organs. One of the more common things that ends up happening then is kidney failure. Blue Pearl's critical care specialist Benjamin Davidson said if left untreated, a lot of cases become fatal. There is a vaccine which can be given, so I think it's important that pet families contact their primary veterinarian and get their pets vaccinated. Once we start antibiotic therapy, the level of the organism in the urine decreases quite rapidly. So symptoms that you need to look for in your dog are marked by fever, loss of appetite, urination problems. So that would be like a sign of kidney failure. So authorities warn pet owners to be mindful at dog parks. That's scary because, you can't control what your dog licks. You just can't, and these dogs, I just don't, Now, speaking of New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie has passed a pretty aggressive law when it comes to the opioid epidemic, all right? And President Trump will soon sign an executive order that creates a commission to tackle it, all right? And Chris Christie is going to be in charge of it. Chris Christie is a pretty good choice, being that he has signed one of the most comprehensive laws to combat it. The New Jersey law reduces the supply of drugs that patients get. There's a typo in this article. Getting their first opioid prescription can obtain from 30 days to 5 days, which, as research has shown, plays a huge role in whether a person gets hooked. It will also require doctors, sorry about the typo, I think what they're trying to say is getting their first opioid prescription can obtain 30 days to 5 days. I think what they're trying to say is the amount of number of pills would last them either 30 days or 5 days. I'm sorry, it's not typed well. They said it will also require doctors to talk to patients about how addictive the drugs are. For addicts whose doctors have recommended treatment, the law also mandates that insurers offer 180 days of coverage without pre-authorization. According to Cynthia Riley, the director of the Pew Charitable Trust Substance Use Prevention Treatment Program, we're starting to treat substance abuse like the chronic disease that it is. We don't treat someone for diabetes for a few weeks and then expect them to be cured and stop treatment. She's right. The CDC estimates that since 1999, 165,000 people have died from overdoses linked to prescription opioid abuse, and that as many as 40 Americans die each day. The actual number that we're being told is 91 people die each day from an opioid overdose on average. They say since much of the problem is due to too many opioids being prescribed and sold, the agency issued a set of guidelines last March that recommended prescribers limit initial opioid prescriptions to 7 days or less. Now, again, here's the problem. A bunch of us doctors like me only wrote 30 pills. So if you, when we had Norco or Lortab or Vicodin, it would be one every 6 hours, PRN pain. So that's up to 4 a day. And so I'd write 30 pills, and that would hopefully get them through a week or two. Massachusetts became the first state to enact the CDC's guidelines, passing a law that restricted opioid prescriptions to a 7-day supply. But a bunch of us doctors already only wrote about 30 pills, 28 or 30 pills. We already wrote that, people are getting them from other places, and my guess is they're also getting them black market. Eight other states in the Northeast, including New Jersey, have followed suit, passed their own legislation. In Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey mandated a 7-day restriction on opioid prescriptions through executive order. So there are 10 states that have legislation that limits opioid prescriptions to 7 days or less. Of the 10 states with prescription limits, 6 are led by a Republican governor and 4 by a Democratic governor. They say a state like Massachusetts, where the governor is Republican, the state legislator is majority Democrat, they achieved not only consensus, but unanimous consensus. Now, for those of you who are in pain, right, chronically, hearing that you'll only get a 7-day prescription is probably freaking you out. And I know, you know, this is something that, the writing has been on the wall. It is a very popular move to make by politicians to show that they did something. Are we solving people in chronic pain's problems? No, not with this. This is to deal with people who are overdosing and abusing. But what about the millions and millions of people that actually have pain? Degenerative neck disease, mid-back disease, compression fractures, low back disease, spinal stenosis, failed back syndrome, neuropathy, need for a hip replacement, knee replacement. There are a lot of chronic issues that people have that unfortunately and incorrectly they were treated with narcotics when other things should have probably been instituted. But then you have others that they failed the back surgery. The injections didn't work. They failed chiropractic or osteopathic manipulation. They're in pain. So I'm expecting many of you that won't be able to get your pain medicine are going to start going towards marijuana. I don't know how good that is. Thank heavens there's something else out there for you all. I just do not want to see an epidemic of people on marijuana. Back in 2014, researchers polled U.S. adults on their thoughts about opioid abuse. They wanted to know if Americans thought it was a serious issue and which, if any, policy solutions they supported to combat it. It turned out that Americans on both sides of the political aisle thought opioid abuse was a serious problem. 16 possible policy solutions ranging from stricter regulation to pharmaceutical companies to expanded Medicaid benefits, and there was bipartisan support. People from both parties want change on this. All right. So what do we do for people in pain? How do we make sure you guys still get what you need? Now, I find it very frustrating that some of you are in your 40s and your 50s, and you're going to, for the next 5 decades, still be on pain medications that are seeming to get weaker and weaker, not only because of your tolerance, but because pharmaceutical companies are not being incentivized to make stronger, more powerful ones. You know, these extended-release painkillers is one way pharmaceutical companies could go, although a senator is going after pharmaceutical companies, looking at their sales of narcotics. But an extended release long term, if you could wake up in the morning, take something that'll handle your pain and manage your pain throughout the day, then you don't need to be popping Vicodin or Lortab or Norcos or Percocets throughout the day. It'll be better on your bowels. It'll be better on your liver. So I think that's one way pharmaceutical companies could go, and you're going to need the pharmaceutical companies. Right, because people are in pain. Otherwise they're going to have to go to alcohol to drown out their pain, or they're going to have to go to marijuana. And marijuana is still not as powerful a painkiller as some of these opiates. So if somebody is sitting there trying to smoke or trying to eat and ingest marijuana for their pain, they may not get, what they need. And if somebody is going through narcotic withdrawal, the marijuana may not solve that problem, and their narcotic withdrawal can be pretty unbearable. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Can't you see I'm burning?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Amazon is testing a grocery service in Seattle called Amazon Fresh Pickup. And it's currently open only to Amazon employees, but they're testing this out such that eventually later Amazon will be into grocery delivery or have orders ready for you to pick up in 15 minutes. They say eventually members of Amazon's $99 a year Prime loyalty program will be able to order groceries online, drive to a pickup location where crews will deliver the groceries to their car. Amazon said orders will be ready in as little as 15 minutes after being placed. The service is being tested in two locations in Seattle where Amazon is headquartered. The service is the latest way Amazon is testing new ways to shop. At an Amazon Go convenience store in Seattle, items are automatically scanned so shoppers can skip the checkout. They say that store is also only open to Amazon employees so far. Amazon already has a grocery delivery service in some cities. So, these companies, it's brilliant to watch how they unfold with their technology. And obviously they have it a lot easier because they're big companies and they got billions and billions of dollars and, you know, millions of an employee or thousands of employees. And so, you know, they could take these next steps. I'm a little nervous about them going into grocery. I think they would be very successful in it, and unfortunately too successful in that if you don't have to go to a grocery store because Amazon will, through its warehouse, have the groceries, then what about the big grocery store anchors in these commercial strip malls? You know, we talked about JCPenney closing stores, Macy's closing stores, Sears being at risk. Ward's is gone, right? You know, as big stores, Ross closed a lot of stores in my neck of the woods during the recession. I loved Ross. So the other thing that are big anchors in these commercial strip malls are the grocery store. The Alpha Betas, the Vons, the Albertsons, the Safeways. You start to not need those because people can go to the big department store at Amazon and have somebody just put the groceries into your car for you so you don't have to go through a whole hour-long process walking through a grocery store. And you wonder what people are going to like that. I buy more crap when I go and I wander the aisles going, oh, you know what? Those look good. Those packages look good. Those cookies look good. So I'm going to buy them. I actually spend more money when I go to a store than when I buy. I could buy groceries online now. I choose not to because you have to pay an extra fee. And sometimes, like, well, I want to make sure, the vegetables are fresh and I don't want to pay extra. But if I'm trying to lose weight and I don't want to be, goaded into buying something that I don't want to buy, I'm like, look, I just need milk. I need fruit. I need salmon. I need steaks. Make them good. I need tampons, I need toilet paper, and I need cat food, this brand. Then that's pretty easy. It's the same stuff I buy every week. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that love going into Whole Market. Is it Whole Foods? Where you walk in and you could sample some foods and you could see the kind of meat that you're going to get. And so I could see why there'll still be a market for that. But there's a lot of us, what do you need packaging for on your cookies? Why do the cereal boxes have to have all that fancy colors and the fancy packaging? Now, you're going to buy it no matter what. So it's going to change the way marketing has to occur, where companies have to hope that their product is good, and new products aren't going to have much of a say in this new competitive market because, they're going to have to advertise online for you to want to buy that product. They say Amazon has unveiled a convenience store in Seattle that uses technologies found in self-driving cars. This replaces cashiers. To enter the store, we've talked about this on air, customers simply open the Amazon Go app and place it to a sensor located in what appears to be a turnstile in the entranceway. The app uses computer vision, sensor fusion, and deep learning to detect what customers take off the shelves and what they end up putting back. When you found the items you need, you just walk out of a store. Everything is charged to your Amazon account, and the system will send you a receipt. So you see the commercial, a guy walking in wanting a sandwich. He goes and he grabs a sandwich. Then he walks out with the sandwich. It gets read in the turnstile, and then he gets to put in his pocket and leave. They say earlier this week, the firm revealed plans to open physical furniture and home appliance stores that let customers shop in augmented reality. The technology would give people the ability to see how the couch or refrigerator looks in their home before buying it, according to sources from the New York Times. The e-commerce giant is also believed to be following Apple's lead with an electronic store concept. The store can include technology associated with Amazon devices and services. Pretty cool stuff. Amazon opened its first physical bookstore in 2015, which was dubbed a physical extension of its online platform. Now the firm has 5 locations spreading out across the U.S., with 5 more coming soon. So I see a problem with not having cashiers. All right. You know, grocery store cashiers and people bagging products. Well, those jobs get lost. Yes, it's cool that Amazon would build these new stores, so that would give rise to employment. But we're teaching everybody how not to need a cashier anymore. Amazon realized there is big money made in the grocery business. Of course, last December, the firm unveiled a convenience store in downtown Seattle that replaces cashiers with this technology called Amazon Go. Now, what's this augmented reality? Augmented reality is where you blend a computer-generated image with the user's real world, providing a mix of virtual reality and the real world. They say digital imagery and information can be superimposed over the real world, so users can point their phone at a real-world object and have it recognized by their device. The technology was used in Pokemon Go. Google Glass is also an example that uses this augmented reality. And the technology lets users see smartphone notifications hands-free through its lenses, as well as dictate text messages or even map streets ahead of them. So you want a couch in your house. You could show a picture of your house, I guess. You could see the couches. They could, with this technology, show you what that couch would look like in your house. And you're like, oh, my gosh, yes, I want to buy it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Meningitis in Nigeria kills 269 people in this latest outbreak, according to Nigeria Center for Disease Control. Over 1,800 suspected cases of meningitis have been reported right now in this recent epidemic, with 269 deaths in 15 of the county's 36 states. The center said on its website that 33 people died of meningitis. More than 2,000 people died from an outbreak of the disease in Nigeria in 2009, with basic health care limited in rural parts of the country where most people live on less than $2 a day. Now, what is meningitis? Well, it's inflammation of the meninges, or the tissue surrounding the brain, the spinal cord. It could be caused by a virus, could be caused by bacteria. You could get it from kissing somebody, somebody sneezing on you, coughing, living in close quarters. So the NCDC said it's now working with the World Health Organization, the UN Children's Fund, and Medicine Sans Frontières, also known as Doctors Without Borders, to try to control the outbreak. But 1,800 suspected cases as of 2 days ago, with already 269 deaths in the country's 36 states. That's something we got to be on the watch for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The doctor dubbed the toxic tush doctor, according to Fox News, will spend a decade behind bars after using super glue and fix a flat tire sealant to enlarge a woman's butt and causing her to die. We've seen her in the news for a while. Looks like that was her final sentence. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.